Good day. This day, we will be discussing this present wave again. While there is some confusion in relation to what is occurring with this wave, in actuality, it is at this present time framework, in a manner of speaking. Therefore, in this time framework recently, individuals may have been noticing much more conflict and intensity in energy, difficulties in communication, difficulties in relationships, and in this, there is a tremendous surge of energy, which you likely are aware of in your world, which is reflecting all of this intensified energy. In this, how does this relate to this present wave in consciousness? Remember, this is the religious wave in consciousness. And in this, the three words that it addresses to most are yes, no, and love. Now, in this, everything you are experiencing are related to these three words. How is this applicable to all of you in your daily interactions? There is tremendous unrest occurring. Now, let me also express to all of you that we have discussed the situation with your world previously in these group interactions, and I have been explaining to you what is occurring and the unrest that is occurring and different aspects of this movement that is presently occurring in your world. And many of you have questioned, how is that applicable, or how does it relate, in a manner of speaking, to you individually in your daily activity and your daily lives? And you have, many of you, displayed precisely how you are participating in your daily activities, in your daily interactions. Let me first, as an aside, remind all of you that this phenomenon is a partnership between myself, 11 other essences, and Michael. And in that, let me also remind you that I am not an inactive partner. Therefore, what is occurring in relation to the interaction that I engage with all of you, or do not engage with all of you, is not only associated with each of you and what you are creating, or Michael, but I am an active participant in all of this also. And in this, I will express to you that I acknowledge that many of you are experiencing affectingnesses in relation to this wave, and I would include Michael in that also, in relation to difficulties and conflicts that most of you are experiencing, but I also am a participant in all of this. And in that, I have participated by allowing the situation to build to this type of crescendo as an illustration. You have inquired of myself many times in relation to, as I expressed, how do you reflect what is occurring in your world, in your own lives? Think of the conflict that you are each generating in your own lives, in your own interactions. Think of your own frustrations or disappointments or irritations. These are all part of what we have been discussing in relation to this wave, that this wave is more intensely bringing to your attention whether you are actually being present and whether you are being reactive or choosing. In this, it is also emphasizing you as individuals that you have choices. You are not controlling what occurs outside of yourselves. You are not controlling what occurs inside of yourselves either, for control is an illusion. But in that, how easy it is for you to automatically move in that direction of what you know, what you have been taught, what you have learned, which is control. And how easily you become frustrated and irritated and disappointed and distressed in a lack of control. And remember, control, lack of control, it is all the same. They are not different. They are merely expressions of an illusion. And what have I expressed to all of you in relation to control? What is that action? It is force. It is the expression of attempting to force some expression to be what you think it should be. In this, you do not actually have control, but you continue to move in these directions of thinking that you do. And this creates tremendous conflict. In this, let me express to you that many of you that interact with myself and that are privy to this information are employing expressions in your individual lives that are contributing to the expressions that you dislike. Fear, unrest, conflict, judgment, whether it be of yourselves or of each other, it matters not. In this day, we are revisiting this subject of this wave to remind you of the intensity of it. And in that, to also encourage you that at its zenith now, there is tremendous power available to you to actually generate significant change. It is a tremendous opportunity for you to move in directions of self-empowerment, of genuine presence, and to move in directions in which, with that self-empowerment, you are considerably less affected and bothered by outside sources, for you genuinely are actively participating and creating everything, every moment in your reality. Therefore, everything is a choice, meaning you do not incorporate existence in this reality alone, but you can direct yourself in manners that are empowering to you by not viewing your world and your own actions in relation to outcomes. And this I have expressed many times in recent time framework, that when you are actually present, importances change. They shift. That is very literal. They do. In our previous conversation in this type of forum, Maisha expressed an example of a brief time framework in which she was being present and the difference in perception in relation to that very statement of importances shift, they change. And all that you thought was important is not as important. In this also, let me reassure all of you that I am continuing to engage and generate conversation with all of you, as I have for a considerable time framework, and will continue to engage you for a time framework. And in that, I will also express a reassurance to all of you that my partner in this endeavor, my physically focused partner, Michael, will also be engaging. And in this, there are significant changes occurring with all of you. And Michael is included in that. In this, it is a significantly important point presently for you to genuinely be aware of what you are doing and what you are paying attention to, because you are all, each and every one of you, becoming more and more and more of an example to many, many, many other individuals. every individual that you encounter, and you encounter many of them. I would challenge each of you to even attempt to count within 1 week's time framework how many individuals you encounter. Not friends and family, but shopkeepers or strangers that you pass on the street. Every individual that you are in physical proximity with, or that you engage through your computers or your telephones or your social media. Every individual, which there are more than you are even actually objectively aware of, for there are many individuals listening to you that you do not even know. And in that, you are each examples to all of them. And you are actively participating in changing literally your world. I expressed in a recent conversation to one individual that the changes that are occurring in your world are not merely outside and far away from each of you. They are approaching your own backyards. The world is coming to you. It is not in another country. It is not in another city. It is not in another state or another town or halfway around your world. It is in your town, your community. Tremendous change is occurring. And in that, the point of my interaction with all of you is to ease the trauma that accompanies all of this change. In this, you have witnessed tremendous upheaval and change in other countries. And you are on the brink of significant rousings in the country of the United States, which is moving into another political arena once again, which is affecting of other countries and what they do. And in this, there is already tremendous unrest in other countries throughout your world. There are few areas in your world presently that are not experiencing considerable unrest and conflict. And it is being fueled and driven by fear, and you all are the beacons to hold that light that dissipates that fear, that brings encouragement and empowerment and the recognition of the individual and the importance and significance of every individual. And not in the capacity of violence, and not in the capacity of even civil unrest, or platforms, but in the capacity of being genuine and allowing yourselves to express yourselves in what and who you genuinely are, which are wondrous, amazing creatures, tremendously creative, complex, and progressive. In this, what I would express to you is a reiteration of the importance of paying attention to what you are saying yes to and what you are saying no to, and whether you are actually expressing love at all. There's much talk about that word and about that individuals and masses should be expressing that word, that concept of love. But in your daily activity and interactions, how much are you actually expressing it? And what is it? All of you can recite the words. It is knowing and appreciation. How much appreciation are you actually expressing? And how much knowing are you actually expressing? I will acknowledge that this is a difficult time. And because this wave is at its zenith, there is tremendous surges in energy, which does create considerable unrest for it is easy for individuals to become afraid. But in this, what is tremendously important at this point presently is that each of you incorporate a time framework to remind yourselves to view yourselves and each other in the manner that you would small children. View yourselves as those small children and how you would interact with yourself as a small child. The compassion, the nurturing, the love that you would express, and to also express that outwardly to other individuals. You have moved into an expression which comes from thousands of years of history, in which you view yourselves and each other dispassionately, or you view each other as adults. And as adults, you generate tremendous expectations of each other and of yourselves, which you would not if you were viewing each other as small ones, or yourself as a small one. A small one is no less of a person than yourself. You are no greater of a person than a small one. You are also no less of a person than a small one. But you would afford much greater compassion and love to a small one than you will to yourselves and to each other. This is not merely words. This is actual reality. You are celebrating a time framework presently with your holidays, in which you express to each other throughout your world that this is a time of love and giving. But how much are you actually expressing that love in your daily activity? When you go to work and you are engaging your coworkers, how much are you actually expressing that love in your workplace? I'm not speaking of romantic affection, but actual love, knowing and appreciation. In this, I am also not expressing an encouragement to any of you to be employing the power of positive thinking and attempting to find the good in everyone. No, I am expressing to you that when you genuinely can express that love within yourself, you automatically express it outward with other individuals. It is not necessary for you to like everyone you encounter, but love does not require liking. Just as acceptance does not require agreement or understanding. These are expressions that do not have prerequisites. And what moves in opposition to them and blocks them and generates that reactiveness in so many individuals? Control. And how you know that there is an expression of control is in the recognition of that force. There is force behind control, and there is force behind lack of control. There is reaction to control, and it blocks what is genuine. In this, what I will express to you this day is a tremendous stoking of the fire, the flames of your passions. the flame of what you all have to give and what you all have to receive. And in that, how important each of you are, how valuable each of you are. Use this power not to generate more conflict, but to generate change in self-empowerment and satisfaction and accomplishment. In this, I would be tremendously encouraging, in a manner of speaking, I build a tremendous energy for and with all of you as an enormous wind to stoke those fires. Use them and move in those directions of those examples. You know how. And you can do it. And I incorporate no doubt at how tremendous each of you are in what you can do. I shall open for questions in relation to this subject. Yes, no, love. What is occurring in your world and what you are doing. And in that, I would encourage each of you to genuinely think about questions in relation to your actual interactions with other individuals and your frustrations that we can perhaps together move in a direction that is productive for each of you in a manner that is expressing that empowerment and encouraging you to be that flame and that wondrous example that you are. I open to all of you.
Hi, Elias. This is Panya. So I have a question about control. And I'll use a current example. My daughter's fiance dropped their newborn baby last night, and my daughter doesn't want to see him anymore. Is she exercising a form of control by limiting his access to the baby? Or how would you describe that action in relation to the subject of control?
This is an excellent question. Thank you. For this begs the question of what is the difference between boundaries and control. And in this, I would express that, yes, it is an expression of control, for that is what she knows. Now, I would express that this also is an excellent question, for it also includes those factors of judgment, which are in this time framework running rampant. In this, she generates a judgment that the other individual's capacity to engage or care for the child is inadequate, and therefore the individual is inadequate, and therefore the justification that she is generating a choice that is for the child, which is quite common. But is it a matter of control? Yes, it is. Or it is a matter of judgment. It is a matter of expressing, I am right, you are wrong. And in that, I will express what is right and how to do it.
So in that
force, in that action, in this, I am not expressing that individuals should not be aware of their interactions, and I am not expressing that individuals should not be aware of their individual guidelines and allow themselves to express their guidelines. But remember, your guidelines apply to you, not to other individuals. In this, it is not as difficult as it seems. She may be uncomfortable with the other individual, and she can express that she is uncomfortable with the other individual. She can even express that her guidelines are different, and that because her guidelines are different, that she is uncomfortable with his interaction with the child. But in this, what is so very important is communication, not reaction, not judgment, not justification. These are all what? Negative. What is encouraging in this situation? What is nurturing in this situation? And do not respond to that by expressing that she is protecting the child. That is not an action of protecting the child. That is an action of judgment and of control. And justifying that control by expressing that she is right. And this is what leads us back into the yes and no. What is right and what is not right? And this is a tremendous factor presently in relation to this wave, this subject of right. Who is right? What is right? And in that, when there is a right, there is a wrong. In this, what is more important than what or who is right is actually witnessing each other, communicating, and what is witnessing? I see you. I hear you. You are an important, valuable human being. I may not agree with you, but I see you. I can accept you regardless of whether I understand you or whether I agree with you. And this, then you can generate choices. And individuals are very inclined to express, I am generating choices if I am expressing this judgment. Yes, you are. But are you aware of generating choices? No, you are reacting. And when you are reacting, you are not aware of choices. You are not aware you have choices. And generally, you begin to see in black and white, either or. There is no middle ground. There is no gray. There are no other choices except the black and white, the either or. And in this, that leads you in that direction of the right and the wrong. And the more you continue in the direction of the right and the wrong, the more blame is expressed. And the more blame is expressed, the more conflict is expressed. And in that, it goes on and on and on. And it is reflected in your world. And bombs drop. And guns shoot. And people die. And your earth moves. And it changes. And waters rise. And people die. And it all stems from the right and the wrong. What is right and what is justified in right and what is not right? It is not a matter of right and wrong. It is a matter of discovering that that is not what is important. What is important are all of you, are your interconnectedness, your sharing. You are sharing and interconnected, whether you acknowledge it or not. But how will you do it? Do you do it in that manner that is negative, that promotes judgment and justification and that right and wrong? Or do you do it in the manner that promotes self-empowerment? How is an individual encouraged to pay attention? Let us say in this example, how is an individual encouraged to pay attention to that child and to nurture it and to express that love and caring if they are judged and banished? How is the individual to grow and become aware if they have no information? How is the child offered tools as it grows that it can be nurturing and loving and contributing in a manner that is of benefit if they are being taught and given the tools to judge and to dismiss. How is the child learning to value if they are being given the tools to view everything as temporary and disposable? And that information is not important. What is important is judgment and who is right. What I would express is, this is an excellent example of what you do in your daily lives in real situations. I understand that an individual values their child, but in that, how much does the individual value their child if they are moving in a direction and an expression of teaching that child tremendous judgment from birth? I have expressed to many of you in our conversations that there are many expressions that all of you have learned from birth. And now you give yourself an example of someone else teaching a child from birth those same expressions and giving them the tools that will aid them in dysfunctions, not in benefits. In this, the obvious question would be, what would be an example of a different expression, a different avenue that an individual could engage in that type of situation? Very well. The action is obviously disturbing. And you are emotional beings, and therefore, it is emotionally distressing if you are witnessing a child that is being hurt in some physical or emotional capacity. In that, it is a matter of recognizing that the individual that may be expressing that action is not aware. Meaning, they do not have tools either. If you ask an individual to build you a cabinet, and you hand them a paintbrush, they cannot build you the cabinet. If you ask them to build you a cabinet and you hand them a hammer and you show them how to use the hammer, then they will learn how to build you the cabinet. When you have a child and you do not have the tools to engage that child in a nurturing, encouraging manner for it to thrive and moving in its greatest benefit, then it is a matter of seeking out what tools you require to build that structure. Not to merely judge one another and reinforce that you do not have the tools, but to express, yes, this may be in relation to my own guidelines unacceptable, and I do not like it, but in that, not to be expressing that instant disposal of the other individual, but rather to express suggestions and offering in how you can share with that individual in a capacity that is to all of your benefits, to the child, to yourself, and to the other individual. And in this, I would also express that it is a matter of being aware of yourself and what you want and what you are presenting to yourself in your life. Individuals are not always aware, and in that, they may not have their own tools, and they may draw other individuals to them that they actually do not like and that are not compliments to themselves and that they are not comfortable with. And they may generate choices in relation to involving a small one in those choices. Is that to say that those two individuals, as the adults, should remain together for that child's benefit? No, definitely not. It is a matter of being aware of what choices you are generating and why. Being aware of yourself. Does that include that judgment and justification? No. It is a recognition that you may have drawn an individual to yourself, being not aware, and in that, you may not be comfortable, and you may not like that choice, and you can change that choice. It is not a matter of viewing the other individual as unimportant, insignificant, or disposable, but recognizing what choices you are making yourself and what is to your greatest benefit, not using the child as the excuse to generate your own choices and justify your own expressions of blame. These two individuals drew themselves to each other. In that, it is a matter of being aware of yourself and your responsibility to you in what you are choosing, not blaming the other individual. Next.
Elias. Elias.
Elias?
Yes.
So my question is, I'm connected with a guy, like, or I want to try to get closer to him, but he's, for me, a bit complicated. Like, he's saying we just can meet spontaneous, because he cannot say we meet in 3 hours, and then I feel in 3 hours like this. So I told him, let's make a compromise, because I cannot meet him all the time like he wants, spontaneous. So like now is nothing. I know you are talking about compromises, so I don't know actually what to do if someone is saying I can just act like this. And I'm saying, let's meet in the middle, and this is, I don't know what to do.
Very well. First of all, I'm not speaking about compromise. I am never encouraging compromise. It diminishes each individual that is involved. I am advocating of cooperation, but never compromise. In this, once again, another excellent example. You are creating all of your reality, but you are also interactive with other individuals, and you do not create their choices or their expressions. And in that, it is a matter of allowing yourself to genuinely evaluate what is important to you. In this also, not in the capacity of discounting yourself, but this is an easy direction for many individuals to move in which you may be entertaining the idea of, I drew this individual to myself and it may have been a mistake, or what am I doing that is creating this uncomfortable situation? No. You meet and are attracted to many individuals in your lifetime. Does that mean that you would necessarily engage a relationship with most of them? Not necessarily. The fact that you are attracted to an individual is not necessarily an indicator that you would automatically engage a relationship with them as the next step. Therefore, it is a matter of reevaluating what is important to you, recognizing your guidelines, and that this is not comfortable for you. If the other individual enjoys being spontaneous and that is the manner in which they express themselves and it is successful for them, so be it. But if it is not a direction that is comfortable for you or successful for you, then perhaps it is a matter of acknowledging your attraction to the other individual, perhaps even acknowledging your connection to the other individual, but also reevaluating what is important to you. If it is not important to you to be more structured, then perhaps you can experiment with being much more spontaneous and experiment with moving in that direction. If that is not comfortable for you, then perhaps it is a matter of reevaluating, acknowledging that attraction and that connection with the other individual, but also acknowledging that that may not be a compliment to you, that that may not be a natural flow with you, and that you may be more comfortable with an individual that does express somewhat more of a structure with their life and their expression. Remember, everything is not either or, black and white. In that, it is not a matter of either you continue with this individual and turn yourself into a convoluted expression, or you dispose of this individual and find another. You can, but perhaps not disposing, and in that, recognizing that you do have an attraction or you do have a connection, and perhaps that connection and attraction can be served better in other capacity, not necessarily in a romantic capacity.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good day. I have someone that is here, Peter Mara. How are you? Elias, I have a question regarding our community groups. In other words, the Elias forums and the Seth forum on Facebook. We're experiencing a great deal of frustration with our own communities here, in which we feel that there should be greater connections. And yet we see a great deal of this conflict being played out even among the people who have access to the information that's available to us in order to continue to move in this shift. And
One moment. Your communication is generating an interference. Presently, therefore, I would express perhaps to address to that. You are expressing.
Is this any better?
Yes, you are expressing a question in relation to your forum and your subforum in relation to what you term to be an Elias group, correct? And in that, in your social media and conflict that is ensuing between individuals. Now continue.
Thank you. So our frustration is that we would like to have a base from which to work from, and a community that feels like a platform from which we can all spread out and spread into our communities, our further communities. And it's just very disconcerting to be seeing such conflict among those who have access to this information. Could you?
I would agree. And that is the reason that I began this conversation in the manner that I did. But I would express that I am in agreement with you, my friend, that this is your opportunity to be those examples and to share and to expand. And I would very much encourage that. And I would express that in this, your only obstacles for sharing and expanding within your communities are yourselves. There are many other individuals that would be considerably receptive to what you want to share and what you have to share. And in that, there are many that are expressing considerable time in discord rather than sharing. And this is what I was addressing to you in our group interaction recently, in expressing to all of you how easy it is for you to focus on what is wrong or what is negative, what is uncomfortable, or what you dislike, and why it is so easy for you to do that. For it is very easy for you to echo that type of expression. One individual expresses a dissatisfaction, and it is very easy for many, many, many other individuals to echo that. An individual expresses a satisfaction, it is, in your perceptions, more difficult to echo that, for whatever they are expressing in an accomplishment or in a positive direction is likely some expression that is personal. Now, it is not that you cannot access information within yourselves and relate to those positive experiences. You can, but you are much more accustomed to doing that action in relation to negative subjects. And the reason that I expressed that information at our group interaction was because of how much unrest there is within your world and what has ensued in that interim time framework since our group interaction. Death. And much of it. And what does that stem from? Not listening and judgment and not being heard and not being witnessed because of judgment. This, what have I expressed to you also? And in that group interaction, what is the one expression that you can generate that actually completely disconnects you? Aggression. And in that, that is what you encourage. The more you move in the direction of blame and discord and judgment, you encourage aggression. In this, once again, I would express to any and all of you that are expressing judgment and blame in any direction, I would express to you to allow yourselves to stop momentarily and evaluate How important is that? How much more important is it to be what you want to be? To express what you want to express. Let me remind you, most of this judgment and conflict stems from what? Other than fear, which it is mingled with fear, it stems from an individual perceiving that they are denied. No one can deny you unless you are denying you. No other entity can deny you anything unless you accept that, unless you are denying yourself first. For you are projecting energy, and then you are reflecting that energy. And in that, from that reflection, what do? You either empower yourself and choose, or you react. The blame, the judgment is reaction. That is not choosing. And I would express that when you do that, you discount yourselves so much more than you could ever discount in blame to another individual. You affect yourselves so much greater. For it affects your energy and what you are projecting. And in that, what is the basic principle? You always create more of whatever you are paying attention to. Therefore, if you are paying attention to being denied, to not enough, to being wronged, you will create more and more of it. Whereas, if you are paying attention to, and once again, this is not the power of positive thinking. This is genuinely moving in a direction. If you are paying attention to what you are accomplishing, what you are comfortable with, what you are satisfied with, you will create more of that also. But you automatically gravitate to the negative. You automatically gravitate to what is wrong by expressing that you are right. And as I expressed, where there is right, there is also the wrong. Where there is a yes, there is also the no. One is not independent of the other. They always move together. Always. Therefore, I would encourage you, my friend, and what I would express to you is pay attention to what you are participating in also. If you are dissatisfied, if you are uncomfortable with how a group of individuals are expressing themselves, choose a different group of individuals or create your own. If you are dissatisfied with the community that you are interacting with, create a new community. Encourage like mind, like spirit, like heart, like soul, like expression, and encouragement and nurturing and love, not negativity and blame and justification.
Elias, can I ask a question?
Yes.
This is John. All right. Going back to what you talked about earlier, we have been talking about in these group sessions, and also we talked about previously in our personal session about passion. Since moving here to Tucson, I'm feeling like I may be ready to switch careers and move into something that I'm more passionate about, which so far is looking like something along the lines of personal training or something like that. And I feel very excited about that. I feel like I'll be very good at that and feel very fulfilled doing that. And I guess there's kind of two main questions I've been thinking about, or I mean, one is just the general fear of change. It would be a big, big change. But also there's also a practical piece about money. And questioning how much money I could generate doing that in the short term at all. But then also in relation to all the earth changes and all of that, just thinking about money in general, I already feel very impatient with the concept of money, and I don't want to let that limit me. But practically speaking, I think about things like retirement and all of that. And I guess one sort of realistic question is, how realistic is it anyway that in, say, 30 years from now, retirement or money or any of these things that are so embedded in our culture will even be an issue? So that's one sort of realistic question that sort of holds me back. And then I guess there's a bigger question of just the change and the fear and stepping into what I'm actually passionate about.
I would tremendously encourage you, my friend. I would express that you can be tremendously successful in that direction. Though you incorporate a genuine passion and ability, and in that, what I would express to you is I acknowledge that easy for me to express this to you and much more difficult for you to do it, but not to worry about the money. You have an actual ability in this direction and your passion is strong and you will be successful. And even in the short term, you will be successful. It is merely a matter of allowing yourself to stop concentrating on that fear. Remember, bravery is not the absence of fear. It is the willingness to act regardless of the fear. In this, acknowledge that fear, but in that acknowledgement, do not allow it to dictate to you. Remember, fear is not a state of being. It is a feeling, and it is a future-based feeling. In this, it is a matter of not allowing the feeling to dictate your choices or your behavior. Feelings are not meant to be directing you. They are signals. And in that, it is important to acknowledge them, but not to succumb to them, allowing them to dictate your direction or your choices. In this also, in a realistic manner, as you are already aware, this shift is progressing quite rapidly at this point. You have much ground to cover and much to accomplish in a short amount of time. And in that, realistically speaking, how will money be affected futurely within your lifetime? It will be very different than it is now. In relation to retirement, it is dependent upon what age you are planning on retiring. If you are planning on retiring 20 years future to now, the structure will be considerably different than it is now. If you are planning on retiring 30 years from now, the structure will be entirely different than it is now. If you are planning on retiring now, then I would express that the money aspect would be more important. But you are not planning on retiring now. You are planning on pursuing your passion now. And this, I am not expressing in a capacity of spontaneity when I express this. What I am expressing is a realistic encouragement. Allow tomorrow to worry for itself, and you concern yourself with today. Let me express to you, your world is changing so rapidly that even 10 years from this present time frame work, your reality will appear so different than it does now. That is how quickly you are changing, which much of which is considerably attributed to your technology. And in that, regardless that there is a considerable aspect of your planet presently that are not seeming to be affected by technology, merely that they may not incorporate computers or your cellular phones, it matters not. They are being affected, even in small villages. They would express to you that with that rapidly changing aspect of your reality, the rest of your reality will be considerably changing also. And this is a volatile time framework. I would express that it is tremendously exciting that you are tremendously, in a manner of speaking, blessed to be witnessing these tremendous changes that are occurring within your lifetime. And in this, what I would express to you is, do you have cause to trust myself?
Yes.
Then trust me. If you cannot trust yourself, remind yourself to trust me. And I know And in that, I would express to you, I have moved in the direction of your greatest benefit, each and every one of you, from the onset of this forum. And I would express to you that if nothing else in your reality is ever consistent, I am. And in that, I would express to you a tremendous encouragement to follow your passion and live your dream and not worry about the money. It will generate. You will do it.
Thank you. It's nice to talk to you again.
You're welcome.
So we have time for one more question, I think, from the audience, at least. We're ending around 2:50 Eastern time, which is roughly a little under 10 minutes from now.
I do have a question, if that's okay. Yes. Yeah. I'm Jantine from the Netherlands, and although I live in the Netherlands, I'm still very interested in the presidential race in the USA with all the fuss about Donald Trump and the other candidates. How do you see the presidential race in combination to what you said previously on all the arousals that will come up in the US within short?
What I would express to you is there is no predicting at this point, but what I would express to you is that it is a considerably volatile direction, and that regardless of what outcome ensues, there will be a considerable response and likely considerable reaction. For I would express to you that all of the individuals that are pursuing this particular office are very different, but they are all very dynamic. And in that, each of them will definitely move in different directions. Therefore, it remains to be seen how not only the country of the United States, for let me express to you, although they are the individuals that cast the votes in a physical capacity, as I expressed previously, the world is participating in this action. They always do. And in that, all of you have an influence in those physical votes that are being cast. You are all influencing, regardless of where you reside, regardless of what country you are affiliated with. You are not excluded from that action, for you are influencing in relation to what is actually physically manifest. Therefore, in that, more reason for all of you to be paying attention to what type of energy you are projecting and engaging, and what are you influencing? I would express that within this forum, there are certain candidates that would be viewed as very undesirable with most of you. And are you projecting an influence for them to be in that office? Or are you projecting an energy in genuineness in relation to what you genuinely value and want? For all of you are affected regardless of where you reside. This is a very young government, but a very strong government. But I will also express that in this, that government and a unified European government are the most likely, and this is not a prediction either, but the most likely in potential to be forming a coalition that will form this new world.
Wow. That sounds interesting.
It is. And exciting. Yeah. I will express that, once again, the matter of perception can be tremendously thrilling to be engaged in such exciting change.
Yeah. Thank you so much for your answer.
You are very welcome.
Elias, can I ask a quick question? We're running out of time. I had.
Yes.
Okay. I had a great question for you between choice and control, but we don't have time. But I just want to know that manifesting this session with you online, is it an indication that my distraction is over? I have been trying to manifest a session with you, but I was not successful. But today I am. So does it mean that, I mean, you said that if I'm not manifesting a session with you, I'm being distracted. So this session today is a validation that my...
that you would be distracted. What I am expressing is that this time framework in which those types of expressions have occurred has been purposeful, and I have been a participant in that.
Oh, you have been. I know that. So, anyway, so do we have time to discuss my control and choice versus choice question, or should I just say that, okay, this itself is my validation?
This is a validation of letting some of that control.
I'm sorry, what's the last word? I couldn't hear you.
And letting some of that control drop.
Some of that control drop?
Yes, therefore I would acknowledge you that you are allowing for less of that expression of control, and that is encouraging. And that is also what I began with, that there are significant changes that are on the horizon, shall we say, that shall be occurring soon.
Okay, thank you. Will I be talking to you personally again?
Great. I shall express to all of you tremendous, genuine and a great encouragement, blowing that tremendous wind to fan those fires in each of you, and a tremendous acknowledgement to all of you. Pay attention. Choose rather than react. And I shall be continuing to engage each and all of you. And I express my tremendous encouragement and supportiveness to you all. You are wondrous beings, and you deserve more than the discounting of the negative. All of you in wondrous lovingness and great affection.
Bye, Elias.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye.